Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you reclined enough?
I think so. Yep.
Your legs are dirty.
Yeah, they are. I'm filthy today.
Dirty filthy. Girl.
Nasty. Dirty girl.
Too dirty to clean your act up. Why are you so dirty?
We just did a workout.
I mean, I wouldn't say just.
Oh, yeah, it's been a couple of hours.
But yes. Oh, no. Oh,
shoes are coming off.
Are they going to be smelly?
I hope not. You let me know if they are.
I will let you know. yeah, we did a really fun workout.
We did a class workout today, which we stole from Training Think Tank. Thanks, guys.
Shout out to my fam.
It was a draw a snowman challenge. So the workout was big and long, and every exercise you got through, you got to draw a different part of the snowman. And the challenge is to draw the best snowman in the fastest time possible.
And I just, like, when I looked at the workout, I was like, oh, yeah, because it's, like, a partner workout. Yeah. And, like, the reps didn't seem...
It was fucking terrible.
It was terrible. I honestly thought it was going to be completely fine. Like, the reps seemed, like, you know, pretty nice.
Seems.
And then when I was in it, I was like,
oh, well, weren't we very wrong about that?
And I was like, oh, I've started out too fast.
I went too fast. Now I can't slow down.
But it was very fun.
It was great. It was great. It was great.
So what are we going to talk about today, Lemmy?
I thought we'd do a little recap of the year. It's almost end of the year. We're going to have a couple of weeks off after this one.
2023 wrapped.
Spotify wrapped.
Well, let's start there, actually. So I can't remember if this was this year, but did you know that the platform that I used to upload the podcast was called Anchor, and then Spotify bought it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So now it's called Spotify for podcasters. That's the first, I don't know if that cool. was this year. So it is a wrapped, it's Spotify wrapped. Let's talk about our little podcast. And it's, did you know we started in 2019?
Like, yes, when I think about it, yes, but that just seems ridiculous.
That's 4 years.
4 years.
Yes, I just count it on my fingers.
Yeah.
No, it is 4 years because we start on December 19th.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's been 4 years and 3 days.
That's wild.
Yeah, I also counted that on my fingers. yeah, that's pretty nuts, hey? And when I posted this, it was 146 episodes. I think we're up to like 149 or something like this. Yeah. We are listened to in 53 countries.
That I think that's the number that blew me away the most. Cause I was like apart from this gym, who else is listening to
Maybe no one from this gym listens to us.
Maybe that's not our demographic anymore. I don't know.
Who knows?
That's very cool though.
That is cool. And I want to know if all of them are English speaking backgrounds or some people just have excellent second languages going on.
Because like, what are they saying?
Yeah, you'd have to know. You'd have to be pretty great at English to understand.
We talk pretty
Aussies.
Fast and lots of slang. I think lots of swear words.
Absolutely. And finally, we had 49% listener growth in 23.
Wow,
that's a pretty big number.
It's almost as much as our rent went up
in 2023. Almost. We have 114 top fans. So for people who listen to podcasts on Spotify, the podcast I listen to the most, 114 of them, we are at the top.
We are the top dogs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I don't know if in 2023 we created, I think so, 1,300 minutes of podcasting. Or is that total?
It's a lot of shit talking.
It is a lot of shit talking. It's too much. But anyway, I thought all that's pretty cool. Spotify wrapped. Wrapped up that year. And to wrap up 23, did you have any do you do annual goals for yourself? Like, do you have a theme?
Yes, I have like a word, like something that I
What was yours last year?
Look, mine didn't go, my year did not go the way that I was hoping for it to, so my word didn't really work.
What was it?
I wanted to go on more adventures this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I did none.
So would you like to take that to 24?
Oh, I don't know if I still want to. I don't know if that time has passed.
Oh, a bit sick of adventures.
After the none that I've been on.
Did you go anywhere new?
No, I don't think so.
That's like my goal every year is to go somewhere I've never been.
Yeah.
And I've had that goal for a long time, which I did this year. But you didn't really go anywhere, did you?
No.
Babes?
No, it wasn't the fun year.
It wasn't great for you.
No. That's okay.
There's always next year.
Always next year. Maybe next year will be the year of adventure. I would say
this year for you was year of work.
Yeah, lots of different types of work.
On yourself a lot as well.
100%.
Injury mostly comes to mind. But like when you look back at the start, do you see a lot of progress?
So much. Like around January, February, life was not good. Like I was just in constant pain. Couldn't really do anything. I remember sitting at home trying to write myself. I was like, okay, like I've taken a couple of weeks off. I'm just going to come back and do some like bodybuilding, like just like some pull-ups and ring, you know, and I like couldn't even do that. I couldn't get through a week of like just upper body stuff. Like it was just so awful.
Yeah.
It was so, so bad.
Shitty, shitty time.
So that has gotten so much better. Back is still not 100%, but it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Yep. Which is good.
Absolutely. It is. Mm-hmm. And the word that I took this year for 23, I feel like the growth of the, just since COVID, I feel like during COVID, we had to introduce a lot of things.
Mm.
I've heard people refer to COVID as if you make it out the other side as a business, then you will be sent forward like 10 years. So you're going to be better than you ever were because you made it through that time. You
had to like level up to get through that.
And I agree with that. So I feel like, but I feel like we were rushed. So I feel like we were like pushed into a lot of things and we had to make things work. And then since then, I feel like a bit shambled. So what I really wanted for 23 was simplicity and to simplify things. I think we did that.
I think we did as well. Change is always hard. Like, and I totally agree with that. I think since COVID, we had to put all this shit in place very quickly and we didn't have time to really like stop and think about anything. So we just had to make those decisions so fast, which was like an initial change. And now we've had to kind of go back and like change a couple of things again. But yeah, I agree. I think we've simplified so much within the business, which is so cool.
Yeah. I think a lot of, When I go all the way back to when the gym was first open, we had 7 or even 8 classes on the timetable every day. And I started that with 17 members.
And you coach all of the classes.
What overkill. It was like two early mornings at 9:15, lunchtime, and then 3 in the arvo.
I think we're going way off tangent, but the trap that people fall into when they open a new business is they want to be available all the time for everybody.
Yep.
But it's not very sustainable.
No, not at all. And it happens even when people just start working here, like as coaches. They're like, I'll open up my availability for everything and everyone. And
those of us who've been around for a while, like,
no.
Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
Don't. we simplified the timetable. We had a lot of stuff on the timetable, so we pulled some stuff back.
Yeah, and I think
that was tough.
It was tough. And I think the biggest, I'm pretty sure this was the thing, that podcast that we listened to, and it was like the CrossFit, can't remember what thing it was on, but it was like bring the salt shaker back to the middle, like bring it back to why we started this. Not we, you started. I just jumped along for the ride in the first place, like bring it back to its roots. And I think that we did that really, really well this year.
I think it was just a video getting around on CrossFit?
I remember the reason I remember the podcast is because I nearly had a car crash while I was listening to it.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was.
Did you like go through a set of lights?
Yeah, I ran the red light. Yeah.
She was not in. Funny. She was in. But, I mean, it's funny because no one died.
Yes, so but it was very close call. I ran a set of red lights listening to it because it was so good. Like, it was so fucking good. Like, I was like, yes, lady, yes. And then
she felt like she was there. She was in. Yeah. Fuck and me. Then, yeah. And then we had massive chats about that. And Yeah, so what Candace is referring to is there was a podcast and video and all the rest of it getting around early this year, or maybe it was even the end of last year.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Because we talked about it for weeks and weeks, and it was basically talking about bringing CrossFit back to what it has always been and should always be, because it was made the way it should be and nothing really needs to change. It's a timeless methodology that can improve people's lives forever the way it is. You don't need different stuff to get better.
Yes.
You don't need more. You don't need different. You don't need all of the other sexy shit.
Yeah, you just need to do the thing really fucking well.
Yeah. So, yeah, we removed our what would you even call them? It was like supplementary programs off the timetable. Mm-hmm. And some members absolutely loved them, one being strength. But I think, and especially since we changed programming, was it? No, that wasn't this year. How long have we had Cat for?
I don't know.
Last it must be. Oh, bloody hell.
Anyway.
I think I haven't heard anyone talk about strength ever since, because the programming that we follow now is so excellent and so varied, and you get enough strength work in there that you wouldn't have to worry about it to get stronger.
Yeah,
but that was difficult to take off.
It was hard, and I think every time we change something like that, we lose a couple of people because of that. People don't like change. But I think it just goes to show you have to be true to who you are and what you want long term, and that's really important.
Absolutely. Streamlined.
Oh, did I write that? Oh, no.
No, I just said it. Streamlined apps and booking systems. This one's always been tough for me. I'm not a tech wizard, even though you get thrown in the deep end. And we have had a gazillion different software products we need to run the place. And I think we've done a really good job, especially the last couple of months, of pulling it all together.
Yeah, so we can do everything through one platform now rather than two or three different ones.
Yes.
Which is awesome. But again, headache to get sorted, that initial changeover.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about all of the edits I still have to do for the website. So exciting.
So many things.
We also this year had the biggest open participation we've ever had. And it's, I think I can't even remember. We were definitely in the top 20.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Australia, I feel, or Oceania, I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. Should have to check those numbers. Probably should have had them ready for this podcast, but here we are.
Why would we prepare for the last one of the year?
Yeah, that's weird. That'd be stupid. We simplified this year.
We've oversimplified everything.
I think it's really cool. And I think Joe pointed this out to me. She was like, if the open participation was done on percentage of members though, she goes, you guys would probably be near the top.
Yeah, I agree.
We get so many of our class members, majority.
Yeah.
There'd be maybe, I don't know, 20 to 30 left over.
Yep, I reckon.
We get, because we make it fun, and it's yes, it's still a competition. Yes, it's still hard and uncomfortable, but I feel like we've created something pretty great with the Open the last few years that makes people really want to do it and be a part of it. And we take the pressure off and just try to make it like you can only do what you can do, and that's what it should be about. That's 100%. What it should be like.
100%.
And we put effort into it. We work really hard to try and get people to do it, because we know that no one who does it regrets it.
Ever. But people who don't do it are always like, oh, fuck, that looks really fun.
FOMO.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty proud of that one. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep rolling for that for 24.
Absolutely.
Next one. Coaching development, bringing up some babies, aren't we?
We are. We had our first ever coaching development course. We know from past experience that we probably always need to have some coaches in training, knowing how long it takes to get people to where we need them. I reckon it's a good 2-year process to get someone from not coaching at all to potentially taking classes. I think it takes about that long.
Yeah. To the standard that we want people to be at to coach our classes, 100%.
And so because of that, we have to start forward planning a little and be like, fuck, like if something happened to one of us or someone left, whatever, we would have nobody ready to go in the next couple of years. So ran our first ever coaching development course, which was really, really cool. And from
how many did we have sign up from for that?
Also should have prepared this. Seven. I think that was seven or eight.
Yep.
Some people who really wanted to be coaches, some people who were just super interested in CrossFit and wanting to learn a little bit more about how we coach and
how it works behind the scenes. Works.
Yeah. Because it is a lot of work to get to that point. And I think it looks easy because we make it look easy, but it's hard. It's really, really hard. So that's cool. And we've got two coaches that have started on kids classes from that, looking to develop them as coaches over the next couple of years.
It's very exciting. Which is
exciting. Yeah.
And they're doing great. Cool. And one of the biggest things I think people underestimate is the amount of, for lack of a better term, soul crushing you receive via feedback. And it's so important in any kind of service role, I think, to get ongoing feedback from people you work with, whether it be peers or supervisor roles or whatever it is. Like if you're not getting feedback, then you don't know how you're going. Mm. You don't know if you're doing well. You don't know what you need to fix and all that sort of stuff. So, and in this kind of position, you need that because your perception of yourself may not be directly aligned with how other people perceive you mm-hmm. and your body language and your face, all of those things. So, the girls that we have, Nick and Kel, they are taking it on and doing great.
Yep. More soul crushing to come in the next couple of years, I'm sure.
Get excited, girls.
Oh, I still remember my first class I did here and you sat there with your fucking notebook. I was like, oh my God.
And now you get to sit with your notebook with everyone. Pass the flame.
Pass me that red pen.
You just use your phone or your computer. Boop, boop, boop.
So that's really cool and fun. And that's one of my favorite things I get to do now is working with
coaches.
I love teaching so much.
I love so much. I think you and I make a really good team because I love the emotional and mental side.
Mm.
And I love talking to them about that stuff.
Yeah.
And you just love teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching people how to be teachers. Teach coaches how to coach.
Yeah. You're like, tell me your feelings.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about your resting bitch face. Let's fix that.
We both got COVID in the same week.
You got COVID.
We both got COVID.
I got a good cold. The same week. I got Callie's cold that she brought home from school.
Fuck off. We went to Torian again. We go to Torian every year. And
Kerr just got COVID again. And we
both got COVID together. I tested negative twice. I have never. I was sicker last year, but holy fuck, that is a time.
I was fine.
Fuck off. Oh my God, you talk so much shit. She was so sick.
I think I'm still sick. I don't think I've fully recovered. Sick
about 9 times since then, but definitely wasn't COVID.
It was just a really crazy head cold. Hey, absolutely just crazy. Go away. Just here.
Lost my taste and my smell.
No energy.
Oh, I remember we were both laying, we only live around the corner from each other and we're both just dying on our respective couches.
Yeah.
Messaging each other being like, what the fuck?
So when was that, May?
It would have been like end of May, I think.
Because Han didn't go to New Zealand yet because she had to
she did everything.
Take everything.
We had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. Lucky. It's like I think everyone would have just thought we were on holidays together.
Yeah.
Just left everyone. Yeah. We just went to the beach every day.
Yeah. And you know when you're like when you were a kid or when you were working a job when you were young and you're like, oh man, all I want is to be fucking sick so I can stay home.
Then when
you're
sick.
Yeah, you're like, this is the fucking pits. Oh. It was so bad.
And you know when you're that sick and then you want, like, because you value your health and your fitness so much. And then when you're that sick, you're like, how can I ever do a pull-up in my life ever again? Yeah. Like, this is, you just feel like that's what you are now.
You are. Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But yeah, my head cold was.
Oh, some wild time, that head cold.
Yeah, it was a lot.
We then got a nasty surprise.
Oh, that was.
Was this before that? Yeah. Did I put the order wrong? I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. So that would have been February.
Oh, wow. I got that very wrong. Our rent went all the way up this year.
Sure did. It went up by 47.5%. And yep. It was. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that's because it's like we're in a decent sized space. We got 470 square meters on a 1,000-meter land block in like a really prominent part of the Sunshine Coast. And rent wasn't cheap here to begin with. When we first moved over here 4 years ago now, I remember sitting in the car with you. I was driving. You and I were in Guzman and Gomez drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I said, we can't, like, we literally can't afford the rent with how much revenue we're bringing in at the moment. We cannot afford the rent to move to the new location.
We did the numbers and we were like, no, it's not going to work.
No. And then I just remember saying to you, like, I just don't know. Like, what do you think? And you're like, well, you won't know if you don't give it a go. And I was like, well, let's fucking send it then.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
That was it. Here we are.
And here we are. And then, yeah, it's gone up like double.
Surprise.
And that was, yeah, something I really don't enjoy doing and haven't done that much, like a handful of times across almost 10 years now is member price rises. But obviously it's necessary, especially when something goes up that much. Yeah. Like a huge bill. We also lost one of our subcontracting businesses at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we lost
incoming
revenue, and then outgoings got more expensive. So this year, yeah, it's been tough that way, but we made necessary changes, and it's never as bad as I feel like it's going to be received. Mm. Like I literally have dreams and nightmares about it in the weeks.
I remember writing when you were writing that email and we had like a keep note and we were just like going back and forward and you were stressed for a long time.
Yeah. And I don't enjoy
about the wording of it and like how much information to give. Yeah. Like, do you tell people why it's going up or do you just say it's going, all of that kind of stuff. But it's always so well received by our members. Yeah.
And then like once I hit send, I'm like waiting for the cancellation emails to come in, which obviously is the opposite of what you need in a time like that. But then, yeah, this time, I think within the first hour, I got 3 emails back from long-term members that were like, you're doing great. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Like it's worth it. Yeah.
And a lot of them were business owners themselves. And I was just like, oh, thank God. So, yeah, just hearing that. And then when you don't hear anything, you're like, is everyone okay?
Have they burned the gym down overnight? I don't know.
But, yeah, necessary when expenses go up and everyone's feeling that of late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess, just know if you're in a gym or if you go here or whatever, people who own that place don't take those decisions lightly. Like,
yeah, it's scary.
It's a hard thing to have to do.
Yeah. It's never fun.
It's not like you're sitting at home rolling around in your extra cash, which
only on Sundays.
It's, it's always done for a reason if it's happened to you this year.
Yeah.
It's probably because your gym's struggling a little.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
What next?
Your new tattoo, mate.
I did. I got a tattoo.
What number is this? Do you even know?
Oh, fuck no. I have no idea. Because when you go for larger tattoos, they're done in like appointments.
Yeah.
So do you count that as one?
I don't know.
You know? Like, do you count the...
Does this count as one? Like, I don't know.
Exactly. She held up her...
I got a tiny little crown on my thumb.
Her 10-minute tattoo. Yeah. And like, because like this was... Was it 2 days or 3 days? Fuck, I don't remember. No, it was 2 days back to back. 2 days back to back. Two like 12-hour days.
Yeah, two big days, I feel. Yeah.
So is that like two... No, but it's one piece. But it's like
a giant tattoo. So is it more than... I don't know.
And now it's all joined on the one side.
So is that just one tattoo?
Do I just have one tattoo? I don't know. Anyway, I got a tattoo that I always wanted to get that I was always a little bit scared of getting because it's like not a typical placement of a tattoo. But I put it in the fuck it bucket and I want it, so fuck everything.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Did anyone say anything about it?
No, I feel like I've had a couple of strangers shake their head at me in the street, but that's okay. Yeah. They're strangers.
Yeah.
No, and then other – it's so funny, like a couple of the
old biddies
here. Love you, Fiona. A couple – not Fiona.
You need to add Fifi just to make her real mad.
No, I know your daughter calls you that, Fifi. This was not Fiona, but a couple of the girls in the gym were like, have you always had that? I literally got half my chest and half my neck done. And they're like, has that always been there? It's so, yeah, it's pretty just funny. It's
part of who you are now.
It's very funny.
Have you got plans for more?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to keep going armpit side.
Fuck, that's going to hurt.
Armpit will feel ticklish, I would dare say. It would not feel good.
Yeah.
But I figure if I can do my throat and neck, surely.
Surely.
We'll find out.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, I'll do some next year again.
I
have like a, yeah, I don't like it. And the other thing people say often is, oh, I wish I could get a tattoo. I wish, you know, that it's like, do it, man.
You can.
If you want it, just go and bloody do it. Mm. It's for you. It's not for anyone else. And if anyone else judges you for that, then that's on them.
Unless you're like me and can't commit to anything, don't do it.
Yeah. But that's different because you can't commit. It's not, you're worried about someone committing to you over it. Yeah, it doesn't make me very happy when people don't do stuff for the sake of other people.
Yeah.
I think the same thing, people would even not join a CrossFit gym because they might be scared of what their mum thinks about them lifting. You know, like, do stuff for you. Get it, girl. Go get it.
Just get it.
Or boy. Because boys listen to us.
Yes. I think they were, I can't remember the percentage now, but it was way bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Was it like 20?
I want to say it was like 20 or 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So surprising. Maybe they want to learn about
lady bits.
Lady things. Yeah. Because we talk about lady things every now and then. I mean, you know a lot about lady things.
I do.
I've learned a lot about lady things from you. I don't even know about lady things.
Well, this is a good segue. I went back to work this year.
Yeah.
Went back to physio just a couple of hours a week.
That was a big decision as well.
Yeah. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. But yeah, it's been like a lot trying to remember things again. Had to fit my first pessaries this week. And I was like, fuck, it's been so long since I've done this.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, had to, yeah, do a lot more reading and remembering of the things.
Yeah. Are you happy?
Yeah, I think it's something that I'm super passionate about. Like, just that, I don't know. I've just always had this thing about women and pain and that not getting addressed properly.
And that's got to come from personal experience, right?
Yeah, I think it probably does deep down. So I feel like I can really help with that. So that I just feel like it's like my duty in life to do that in some way, work with women. I've just always felt like that. So I'm happy that I can help. Do that. Yeah, yeah, help those people.
It's not easy though mentally, is it?
It's a lot of
tough stuff.
It can be a lot, and especially I've got pain myself and I have a couple of pelvic pain things as well. Sometimes that can be pretty triggering listening to other people going through that, but it's good. I'm just happy I can help people sometimes. Yeah.
You care a lot about that stuff.
I do, very much.
We took the largest group of women to the Gold Coast for the butterfly competition this year.
We did. Again, don't know how many, a lot. How many teams was it?
Wasn't it over 30
Yeah,
girls?
I feel like it was about 30 something.
So around 15-ish teams.
That's a lot.
It was, yeah, it was a lot. And I always get so proud when we take a big group of our members to outside competitions. I remember one of the first years we ever did it, I was so nervous. I was just like, you better fucking move well. You better be respectful.
It's nice to everybody.
Yeah, it's like what like a you mom want. Yeah, for your children. Somewhere. Yeah, exactly. But you get to see it all. But yeah, I get so proud looking around at all the shirts and then everyone just, you know, cheering each other on and cheering for people they don't know and talking and always the C at the end of contestants helping pack up is always
that was
so
my
cool.
favorite thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, people had to drive home that night. Mm. Everyone was obviously very tired. I mean, everyone was tired. And then other teams had just like packed up and left.
Just sat there and watched
us.
Or
just sat there, exactly. But every single one of our girls was helping the crew, like the event crew, pack the shit up.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
Yeah, we didn't want to.
We didn't want to. I wanted to go home.
We were there helping out.
I wanted
to
go get my Thai food and go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But everyone was there and that was cool. And we always get feedback about how well our members move.
Which makes us even more proud.
Which I feel like if you were a parent and someone said to you, your child was very polite.
Same thing.
It would be the same feeling.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, it's probably better. No.
funny. But that's like I walked around all day. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Just because they do move well.
They do.
It's the best.
The best. The absolute best.
So we're going to look at some other competitions to take the girls to next year. We're going to try and find some other fun ones, some different ones to mix things
spice
up with.
Things up a little bit.
But yeah, we'll kind of, when some events come out this year, we'll try and release like a little bit of a comp calendar so people can have something to aim for.
Yeah.
Know, the lead up to train. All that sort of stuff. So we don't love when anyone does to, I don't love competing. I never have. I always do it for the challenge mentally and physically. And to always, like, you level up from comps, I reckon. Like, you get so outside of the norm that you come back a better person in all of the ways. But people rely on that feeling and then they want it too much.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that amateur CrossFitters, that sounded aggressive, amateur, not elite CrossFitters, do very poorly and very often is they want to compete too much because they get such a good feeling from it. So we want to try and get our members, including the open, to do like 3 to 4 comps a year max.
Yep. So it's open Contessa Games and then one or two that we kind of advocate for.
Yeah. And I mean, you're all like, if our members actually listen to this, you're all big girls. You can make your own decisions, but it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of extra everything in every single way. And usually, a lot of the time, if you do too much with competing, then you're going to end up injured.
Yeah, and burnt out. Like, it's
just over it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So
it's a lot.
Leave some in the tank, and absolutely, we will, as soon as because we have some ideas of some different things we want to take you guys to. So we'd like to, as soon as those dates come out, we'll give you guys a heads up. But the Open's in Feb, so we know that. End of Feb, March,
yeah.
Contessa Games, we will have around the same time as we normally do, which is June.
What are we talking about now?
Contessa Games.
Oh, sorry. June, July, August-ish, sometime in there.
And then, we'll do another one around like that September, October sort of area as well. Yeah. And then we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah. And then to wrap the year up, it's Christmas next week.
It's ridiculous, man.
It really is. We have our 12 days of Christmas workout tomorrow, which will be really fun.
Yeah. I always look forward to the outfits. Same. And I feel like the girls outdo it each year.
Every year.
And the boys.
And we do award. This is like our end of year thing, like wrap up. Every year. And I realized this week how much I love doing the awards for it. It's so cool to look back and be like, oh my God, like that person, remember when this happened and now they can do this.
Yeah.
It's really cool to like sit back and reflect on that.
Yeah.
And then write our little speeches for it.
Yeah. It's cool.
One of my favorite things to do every year.
So we do the 12 days of Christmas workout, which is more of just people fluffing around for about an hour.
I don't even know if anyone does anything, just laughing at outfits. And
we just have a few stations set up, and if you want to do something, have a great time.
Or not, whatever.
If you just want to stand there and talk shit, that's okay too. And then we do the awards after. And then everyone goes and has Christmas.
Yes.
And then New Year, New Me.
Yes. Starts.
And 2024, you got any goals?
No, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
I like that you wrote these notes and you wrote any goals.
I mean, like, yes, like big goals, but
you're not ready to talk about it?
Like qualifying for Torian has always been a goal. I just don't know if my back is going to be ready. But I will
persevere.
Yes, I'll do what I can.
Yeah. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
keep on keeping on.
Yep, and then weightlifting, but that's probably even further away.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Just keep on that train and train.
Yes, keep doing the things.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Hey, but you, I would say you didn't talk about it. We should have filmed it. You did something pretty incredible a couple of months ago, maybe even less.
What?
Like, I know that your back has been such a fucking dick.
Yeah.
But you did 20 unbroken bar muscle ups.
I did, yeah. That was pretty cool.
Like, the fact that you're still pushing and getting better at the other things stuff. That you can get better
yeah.
at.
Yeah,
I just feel like, and I don't want you to feel like I'm saying you deserve this injury, but it doesn't happen to people.
You do this to yourself.
It doesn't happen to people who can't handle it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you're the best at being able to handle this kind of injury.
Yeah.
And being able to work around. I just feel like anyone else that I know in your situation, they would have fucking quit.
Mm.
They would have quit training. And yeah. You keep on keeping on.
I just want to prove that I can do it
yeah.
before I die.
Yeah, you will. You absolutely will.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
And if not, 20 unbroken bar muscle ups. That's a pretty...
I'll just ride that wave until I die. How many can you do? How many can you do? At one time I did 20.
Haven't done it since because I nearly died.
I did nearly
you
die.
You were fucking white.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to vomit.
Yeah.
Bad.
Oh.
Anyway.
It was impressive. So last year was all about simplicity. I feel...
Next year, let's fuck shit up.
I feel like this year is going to be a year for growth.
I was just about to say yeah. that. I feel like we've got the shit in place to yeah. like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like systems, we've invested more money into systems now than we've ever have. And I think they're going to play a massive role in helping with growth. Growth? Wow. My words are off today. We're going to have a bigger team than we've had in a really long time. And you know, I've always been someone who has wanted a small amount of members and a small team. And I like to keep things simple. And I do. I don't want that to change. However, rent's gone up.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a business.
And it's not about what I like. I've always said I only want the amount of people in this place that I know. And I want to know their name and I want to know their kid's name. I've mm-hmm. always said that. I struggle with kids' names still. That's something that I've always struggled with. But I think we're past that point. And I think that that's an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that that also means growth for me personally to be able to let go of
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And let more people in and more people steer the ship. So I think it's going to be a year for growth in many different ways.
I'm the captain now.
Did you be the captain for like 5 years? Let's be honest.
I just really wanted to say that one time.
You type it to me. Anytime I go on holidays, she sends me a gift.
Oh, funny.
I'm the captain now. And every time I'm like, ah! She's going to fire everyone.
I'm coming back. So funny. And then next year is our 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I'll probably cry. Yeah. That's like such a fucking huge achievement, and not many CrossFit gyms, particularly
businesses
in general, particularly in Australia, have done that. So,
and
that's amazing.
I'm gonna add to it and get on my fucking feminist train. How many of it are exclusively run by women?
Zero, mother.
I would say none. Well, I don't know, but I would
be fair to say I would.
I don't think I've ever met an affiliate exclusively run by females ever.
Mm.
Whether that be coaches or like more owners. Like I feel like owners are either couples if yep. there's a female involved.
Or males.
Or males.
Yeah.
I don't know any females. And I know that my husband owns half this business, but he doesn't know anyone or anything. He doesn't do anything except for pay the big bills.
Do the BAS.
I don't know how to log in to do the BAS. He does that. That is it.
Mows the lawn every
now and
then.
Super. And he mows the lawn once every 3 months. So love you, Giotto. So yeah, I think that makes it even more special.
Yeah,
I think
that's really, really cool.
Really cool. And we've had boys step in every now and then and do some things, and it just always ends up being the best when it's girls doing things.
Yeah. I just think that we females are just special. Like, yeah, just the relationships they can form with each other. Like, we are literally all like a family. Like, yeah, we're all so fucking different. Like, we're all so strange and weird in our own little ways, but we get along so well when we're together. And like,
and we want to hang, like,
yeah,
we did a workout together, minus Han, she did joined in class this morning, and Kel was working in coffee, but the rest of us, the other four, did a workout together today and hung out for probably an extra hour than we needed to.
Yeah,
most of us on our day off. Like, I just think, yeah, how cool is that, that we have a team that want to actually be around each other.
Like, I think we all spend more time here than we do at our own houses, yeah, which is really cool. And I think that's pretty rare in a, yeah, workplace.
So absolutely.
Good job, mate.
No, good job, you too.
Good job.
Good job, team.
Good job.
It's very cool.
And yeah, we're going to do something fun for our 10-year
It's coming.
It's coming.
And
it's
coming. So just so everyone knows, like, we know when my birthday is. We also know when the gym's birthday is. That's even more important for you to remember. Mm. Although don't forget, my birthday is on the 13th of December. You guys have another year to remember that one. The gym's birthday is on the 14th of April. So we're going to be doing something very special around that. Or I shouldn't say special. Very fun around that time.
Mm.
Don't think exercise though.
No.
Don't think training. It's going to be a little bit different. 10 years. Very cool. Something to look forward to.
Very cool.
Year of growth. Let's get it.
Get it.
You got a question?
I don't. But the question of the day today is very boring, but have you finished your Christmas shopping?
It's fucking boring.
I'm so sorry.
This year I didn't really buy that much at all. It was just a few for the kid. And the kid wanted to buy something for her dad. So we bought Jordan a present from her.
She showed me that under the tree.
I can't remember.
She wouldn't tell me what it was though.
I think I remember what it is. Oh, it's something. Oh, what is it? I can't even remember. I bought it so long ago. I like to do it early because, like we saw today, the traffic, the shops.
Holy Lord,
I fucking hate it. It stresses me out. I get really, like, you know how I get cranky at incompetence in drivers?
Yeah.
I think I get even more ragey of incompetence of walkers, like pedestrians in a shopping center. Like, why are you stopping in the middle of a busy walkway to do up your shoelace? Can you not stand to the left? Stand,
or like,
to the left.
You see old mate from down the road and you stand three abreast in the middle of the aisle. Like, get out the way.
Yeah. And then when it's busy, it's like, it's just so much worse. And people are like, Christmas time, you think it's the most magical time of the year. It's not. Everyone's angry.
Everyone's mad.
I don't want to be around those people. They stress me out. So yeah, I just try to avoid shopping centers as much as possible.
Yeah.
Have you finished yours?
I didn't have to do any.
None?
Nothing. No.
Zero.
Josh and I don't buy for each other.
And not for your family?
No.
That's so good.
No.
And this is why there's a gif of couples without children rolling around in their money in their bathtub on weekends. They don't have to buy Christmas
what we're off
presents
to do for Christmas. So that fits nicely.
That works well. We normally ask the question that's going to be the question today for tomorrow though, so then everyone knows what our answers are when they listen to the podcast.
We don't have a question tomorrow, babes, because it's the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay, we can't ask a question on that day.
Because we will be here till lunchtime.
That is very, very
We're going to do something fun tomorrow though. Look at me in the eye so you know what I'm talking about.
I was just reading my messages.
She's out. She's on fucking holidays already.
But I have to upload this podcast.
Not finished
yet. So sorry
yet
to keep you. should we tell them now so they have a heads up of what they're going to do fun?
Maybe I'll post the video on.
That's a good idea because I want people to have like an idea.
Ideas. Okay, and we'll put them into teams when they get here.
Yeah. Or they can – oh, no, because we want bigger – I was going to say they should form their own teams, but no.
They can form their teams when they get here, maybe tomorrow. Here. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll organize this ourselves off air later.
All right, heading off air. So we're going to have a couple of weeks off. We're going to have
a couple of weeks
off the
potty. Off the podcast.
Yep. So we'll be back in the new year.
But if there's anything you want us to talk about next year or anyone you want us to talk to or any like general topics, we can find people. You know, surrounding that stuff.
Yeah.
We get the biggest hits from members, really. Yeah. Like when we talk to members who have done cool shit or been through stuff or whatever. So let us know so we can start lining some things up.
Absolutely. That just reminded me real quick. One of the stats from the Spotify Wrapped podcasters thing was our most shared podcast this year was the one we did with Briggsy about it's okay to not have kids.
Mm, interesting.
I thought that was really, really interesting. That was our most shared podcast. Very fascinating.
Guy.
So yeah, let us know because we are here to serve you.
Otherwise, we'll just keep talking shit every Friday.
And we're also happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for a great year, Lammy.
Love you long time.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.